Good afternoon, this is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Three-day startup Mahakumbh begins at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Aims to connect startups with inventors, including venture capitalists, investors and potential corporate partners. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds election rally at Jagtial in Telangana. Supreme Court rejects Delhi ex-minister Satendra Jain's bail in a money laundering case, asks him to surrender immediately. Vladimir Putin wins Russian presidential elections for record fifth term, and Met Department forecasts rain and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And now the news in detail. The three-day Startup Mahakumbh, one of the biggest events showcasing the startup ecosystem, began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. This startup event aims at connecting startups with a spectrum of inventors, including venture capitalists, investors, and potential corporate partners. Speaking at the event, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said, there are over 1 lakh startups in the country as of now, which were only 300 when the Startup India initiative was launched in 2016. He said India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world and there is a presence of startups in 670 districts of the country. He said over 50% of startups are from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Highlighting the importance of deep tech and research and development in the startup, Mr. Singh said a separate dedicated deep tech startup policy will be finalized in the coming months. He also informed that DPIIT has recently launched Bharat Startup Ecosystem Registry, collaborating data from all the stakeholders to create synergy between startups in terms of productive economic activities.
Government of India is in the process of creating a separate, dedicated deep tech startup policy. The policy paper is now in the final stages of discussion, of interministerial discussions, and we hope to bring it forward soon. And after that, we will hopefully move towards creating a dedicated fund of funds again, since government wants to do it in an arm's length manner. We don't want to sort of start picking winners and losers in business, which is why we created this concept of AIFs and fund of funds, so that we have professional managers taking those.
Speaking on the occasion, India's G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant said that since the launch of the Startup India scheme, a remarkable growth has been witnessed in the number of startups in the country. He said the ecosystem has created over 1 million jobs in the last 8 years and over 10 million indirect jobs. He said India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world and becoming number one is a big task.
This is a truly remarkable first of its kind initiative, bringing together the entire startup ecosystem, you know, from startups, from investors, from incubators, to accelerators, to industry leaders, with the central theme of Bharat Innovates. So this is a remarkable initiative.
Our correspondent reports that sector-specific pavilions including artificial intelligence, B2B, agri-tech, deep tech, climate tech, gaming, e-sports, fintech have been set up at the Bharat Mandapam. More than 2,000 startups, 30,000 future entrepreneurs, 50,000 business visitors, thousands of investors and over 500 incubators and delegations from 10 countries are taking part in this mega event. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said BJP stands committed to fulfill the aspirations of the people of Telangana. Addressing an election rally at Jagtial in Telangana today, Mr. Modi assured that the NDA will ensure speedy development of the state. The Prime Minister criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks insulting Shakti and said the spot on the moon where Chandrayaan 3's lander Vikram touched down has been named as Shiv Shakti.
अरे हमने तो चंद्रयान की सफलता को भी किसको समर्पित किया? चंद्रयान की सफलता को भी जहां चंद्रयान ने लैंड किया हमने उस सफलता को भी शिव शक्ति नाम लेकर के शिव शक्ति को समर्पित किया है।
Mr. Modi accused the INDI alliance of insulting the people of Telangana. He accused these parties of indulging in corruption such as 2G scam, National Herald scam, Bofors and Fodder scam. Mr. Modi assured the people of Telangana that those who have deceived them will not be spared. Jagtial is part of Nizamabad Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Modi also introduced the party candidates from Nizamabad, Karim Nagar and Peddapalli. Earlier addressing a rally of INDI Alliance in Mumbai yesterday, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had said that the current fight is between two ideologies and not just between the BJP and the Congress. Telangana Governor and Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry, Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan, has tendered her resignation with immediate effect. In a communique, the Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad informed about the resignation letter being submitted to the President of India. The resignation is yet to be accepted. Meanwhile, sources said that Dr. Tamilisai will contest the Lok Sabha elections from Chennai South or somewhere from Tamil Nadu. Political activities have intensified in Bihar after the announcement of the Lok Sabha poll schedule. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, H.R. Srinivas, told Akashvani News that all efforts are being made to effectively enforce Model Code of Conduct in Bihar.
अब अगले 24 घंटे भी शुरू हो गया है इसमें हम लोग सारी पब्लिक बिल्डिंग यानी पोस्ट ऑफिस है प्राइवेट बिल्डिंग में चल रहा है लेकिन उस बड़ा पर चल रहा है पोस्ट ऑफिस है वो उसको पब्लिक बिल्डिंग कैटेगरी में रखा जाएगा तो उस पर भी इस तरह से जो भी पोस्टर्स बैनर्स आदि प्रचार सामग्री है वो सबको हम लोग आज शाम तक हटा देंगे उसका भी रिपोर्ट इलेक्शन कमीशन को भेजेंगे जहां तक इलेक्शन का तैयारियां हैं हम लोग सभी डीएम एसपी लोगों के साथ लगातार बीटी कर रहा है अपडेट कर रहा है और इस बार हम लोगों के लिए अच्छा बात यह है कि 29 साल से कम युवा मतदाताओं की संख्या लगभग 2.25 करोड़ हम लोग अभी जो विशेष प्रशिक्षण चला अक्टूबर से लेकर जनवरी तक उसमें हम लोग 28 लाख ऐसे मतदाताओं को जोड़े हैं जिन लोगों की उम्र 30 साल से कम है
In Assam, the election campaign for the Lok Sabha polls has begun in the state following the declaration of the schedule. Polling for 14 seats will be held in three phases in the state. The BJP and its allies, Aham Gan Parishad and UPPL, declared their candidates for all 14 seats. The BJP will contest in 11 seats. Aham Gan Parishad will field candidates on 2 seats, while UPPL will fight on 1 seat. The Congress has also declared the candidates for 12 seats and the party will support Aham Jatiya Parishad at Dibrugarh. Other parties including TMC, AAP, Bodoland People's Front, CPIM declared the party lists. The Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma is holding rallies today at Karimganj State. Other senior leaders of different political parties are also attending public meetings and rallies today to woo the voters. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court today directed the State Bank of India to make a complete disclosure of all details related to electoral bonds, including the unique bond numbers that would disclose the link between the buyer and the recipient political party by 21st of March. A five-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said, there is no manner of doubt that the SBI is required to disclose the complete details of the bonds. It directed the SBI chairman to file an affidavit before it by 5 in the evening on 21st of March, indicating that the bank has disclosed all the details.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Supreme Court today rejected the bail plea of former Delhi Minister Satyendra Jain in the money laundering case, asking him to surrender forthwith. A bench of Justice Bela N. Trivedi and Justice Pankaj Mittal dismissed the appeal filed by Jain. The court also rejected the bail plea of other two accused, Ankush and Vaibhav Jain. The top court rejected an oral request by Jain's counsel to allow him to surrender in a week's time. Satyendra Jain was granted interim bail for 6 weeks on medical grounds on May 26 last year, and later it was extended from time to time. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today skipped the ED summons in money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board. Aam Aadmi Party has called the summons illegal and accused the BJP government of using Enforcement Directorate to target Kejriwal. This is the second time when Delhi CM has been summoned under the anti-money laundering law. Mr. Kejriwal is already facing ED summons in the money laundering case linked to Delhi's excise policy. He has skipped 8 summonses in that case. In Rajasthan, rail traffic has been restored on Ajmer-Jaipur railway track, which was disrupted due to the derailment of the engine and 4 bogies of a superfast train near Madar railway station in Ajmer. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northwestern Railway, Captain Sasi Kiran, said that relief work is underway on war footing. He said that after the departure of Sabarmati Agra Kent train service, operation of other train services has been started. 6 train services have been cancelled due to this accident. 8 train services have been partially cancelled, while many trains are running late. In Bihar, at least 8 people were killed and 3 others seriously injured this morning in a road accident at NH31 under Pasraha police station area in Khagadia district. Police said the incident took place when an SUV collided with a cement-laden tractor near a petrol pump. After the accident, the SUV fell into a ditch. All those who lost their lives were members of the same family and returning from a marriage function in the district. National Disaster Management Authority or NDMA member Rajendra Singh has stressed that community-led disaster mitigation initiatives are a crucial step in strengthening the emergency response mechanism. He said overall preparation is everyone's preparation to reduce disaster risk. He was speaking at the inaugural session of a 2-day conference on industrial safety and disaster risk reduction in New Delhi today. Russian President Vladimir Putin has clinched a historic 5th term, securing a landslide victory in the presidential polls. He hailed his preordained electoral victory as a sign of the country's trust and hope in him. Mr. Putin claimed another 6-year term by getting 87% of the votes. The election official said other candidates languished below 5%. Communist candidate Nikolai Kharitonov finished at 2nd and newcomer Vladislav Davanokov at 3rd. The victory has solidified Mr. Putin's position as Russia's longest-serving leader, surpassing Joseph Stalin. Mr. Putin told the supporters in a victory speech in Moscow that he would prioritize resolving tasks associated with what he called Russia's military operation in Ukraine and would strengthen the Russian military. The IMD has forecast rain and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. It has issued an orange alert in parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. The IMD said that isolated hailstorm, thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will appear over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbh and Jharkhand today. Light to moderate rainfall, thunderstorm and lightning are expected over parts of Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and Northeast India during next 2 days. In cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore have won the Women's Premier League title, beating Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets in New Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 114 runs set by Delhi, Bangalore comfortably scored 115 for 2 in 19.3 overs. Earlier, deciding to bat first, Delhi Capitals were all out for 113 runs in 18.3 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 3-day startup Mahakumbh begins at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Aims to connect startups with inventors including venture capitalists, investors and potential corporate partners. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds election rally at Jagtial in Telangana. Supreme Court rejects Delhi ex-minister Satyendra Jain's bail in a money laundering case, asks him to surrender immediately. Vladimir Putin wins Russian presidential elections for record 5th term. And Met Department forecast rain and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the midday news.